This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Smack them papers. Smack them, smack them.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thanks, Neff. Subject, will my man choose me for the holidays? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 30-year-old beautiful and successful woman, and I'm in love with a 44-year-old well-educated hunk that swept me off my feet. When I met him, he told me that he was seeing someone in a long-distance relationship, but I still started dating this man despite the news. After 6 months of dating, I did some research and found out that he proposed to this woman, and she has set a wedding date. I never confronted him about it, but it tore me apart emotionally. I figured if I started an argument about it, I would push him away and his fiance would win. So I have kept the news to myself. I'm trying my best to make him fall in love with me and leave her. I know the old saying, if he cheats on her, he'll cheat on you. But I believe in love, and I know we have something special. The loving is so good, and he takes me on some amazing trips all across the world. We are always together when he's not out of town visiting the other woman. I am overly jealous, so I just need to know how I can win him over before his fiance orders the wedding invitations. The holidays are coming up, and I don't want to spend them without him, so time is of the essence. How do I tell this man that I am in love with him and will take any and every risk when it comes to getting him to myself? It's totally possible to be in love with two people at the same time. So
yes.
I know he's probably struggling internally with who he should be with. Maybe if I tell his fiance about our relationship, she will just break up with him and go away.
Wait a minute.
It may make him mad, but in the end, he will still have me, and I know we can be happy together. I'm head over heels for this man, and I'm planning to invite him to Thanksgiving dinner so my family can meet him. How should I handle this love triangle? Do you hear yourself? Because listen closely. This is the sound of desperation, all right? This is the sound of delusion in this letter. So I want you to hear yourself. You are so shortchanging yourself in this relationship. You are number two. That's it. That's all. You are the side piece. And you're okay with that. I think you're really okay with it because he told you his status when you guys, you know, first got together. He told you he was in a long distance relationship. You even researched it. You did your research. And your words, you still dated him despite the news. You started dating him. And that's the problem. I mean, really, what is his incentive to leave his fiance and get with you, number two? What is it? He's getting everything from you without having to change a thing he's doing. I mean, the question then becomes, when are you going to wake up and realize that if he was going to leave her for you, don't you think he would have waited to propose to her? I mean, you know, you did all the research. You know, maybe he would kind of see where the relationship could go with you and him. Or maybe that you would have won him over by now. You think it's a competition between the fiance and you because you're willing to take any and every risk to get him. You know, I got to tell you, please don't bother inviting him to dinner, because you know where he's going to be? He's going to be with his fiance and her family, kicking it over there for Thanksgiving, because they're planning a wedding. They're getting married. You are the side piece. All right, Steve?
Well, I don't know what Shirley's done, a really excellent job with this. All you can do is just get it worded in a different way. So here we go. Will my man choose me for the holiday? The answer to that question is no. And the answer to that question no is simply because number twos don't get holidays. You don't get Christmas. You don't get Thanksgiving. You don't get 4th of July barbecues. Those are the holidays. You don't get the whole Valentine's Day. You can't get them days right there. You don't get anniversaries. You don't get none of that, because you'll never have an anniversary. Number two don't get anniversary dates. Number ones get anniversary dates. You don't even have to be married to your number one to have an anniversary date. This is the third year we've been knowing each other. You don't do that to number twos. You don't go, we've been seeing each other for 3 years now, let's go out and celebrate. No, there's no celebration. You don't celebrate number twos. When I met him, he told me he was seeing someone in a long-distance relationship. Then you know what you said right after that? But I still dated this man despite the news. Okay, So you stupid, or you just did what you wanted to do. You dated the man anyway. The man told you, I got somebody.
Shit.
It's a long-distance relationship. I got somebody. You started dating the man anyway. Then after some 6 months of dating, you did some research and found out he proposed to this woman, and she has set a wedding date. What's the surprise? I never confronted him about it, but it tore me apart emotionally. I figured if I started an argument about it, I'd push him away and his fiance would win. The fiance is already winning. She the fiance. 6 months in, you found out they set a date for a wedding. He asked her. She ain't just put this date on Facebook. He asked the woman to marry him. Has he asked you? Has he mentioned marriage to you? He said nothing about no damn family with you. Stupid letter. Make me sick. Finna tell the rest of them right after this. Shut up, Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, will my man choose me for the holidays?
This woman, she's 30. She met this 44-year-old, well-educated hunk. Swept you off your feet when you met him. He told me he was seeing somebody. You still dated the man. Bam. 6 months later, you did some research. That's social media. Found out that he proposed to this woman. She even set a wedding date. You ain't never said nothing to him about the man. You figure if you start an argument, it'll push him away. Now, you want to know in the letter, will my man choose me for the holidays? I'm telling you no, because number twos don't get holidays. Holidays are reserved for number ones. You can't be number two and get a holiday. You can get some Fridays. You can get a Saturday here and there.
Wait, yeah. What is that? What do they get, Steve?
You can get some Fridays and occasional Saturday. But that's it.
In the short.
And usually it's the same day of the week that he done told his wife or number one that he does a certain thing on a certain night, and that turns that night into your night. I play poker with the boys on Tuesday nights, and I be home late. Then that night is your night.
Okay.
You don't get any night you want. Now, here's a delusional part, like Shirley say. I'm trying my best to make him fall in love with me and leave her. What? Let me ask you something. How do you do that? How, as the number two, do you make the man fall in love with you and leave the number one? I know the old saying, if he cheats on her, he'll cheat on you. That ain't got nothing to do with this. No. He's cheating on her with you. You the you. Talking about he'll cheat on you. No, you the you. But I believe in love. Stop it. You just say you believe in love. He's marrying a woman. Wow. And I know we have something special. You, all this is in your mind. You have nothing special. You're number two. Twos ain't special. Ain't no 2A and all this here. There ain't no 2A. 2 plus. This ain't a seat in economy. This ain't an economy super with extra leg room. You still in the back. Economy plus. You still in the back.
But it's more leg room. It's still good leg room.
But you in the back, though. You're not the first class seat, and you can't come up here with the Economy Plus ticket. You can sit on the exit row and get you a little bit extra if that's what you want. But look at that. There's a lot of people on the exit row. The loving is so good, and he takes me on amazing trips all across the world. You done been to the Bahamas.
Who ain't been there?
She's making it sound bigger than it is.
Girl, your ass ain't been all across the world. Stop. San Diego ain't all across the world.
That's San Diego.
Then here's another line. We are always together when he's not out of town. Hello. Do you understand this? You're always together when he's not out of town. You just said he'd take you all around the world. Girl, when he out of town, he with her. You ain't been nowhere. Flying to Atlanta ain't across the world. When he's not out of town visiting the other woman. I'm overly jealous, so I just need to know. How can I win him over before his fiance orders the wedding invitation? It's way too late for that. They done set the date. They ordered putting money down on places. She dress shopping. Damn these invitations. The holidays are coming up, and I don't want to spend them without him. You are. This is your first holiday. It's only been 6 months. You've never been to the holidays before. You're spending those holidays alone. You're number two. It's only been 6 months. Hell, it's November. So you met him prior to the summer. You're not. They don't get holidays. Sweetie, I'm sorry. And I don't want to spend them without him. So time is of the essence. Girl, Thanksgiving day after tomorrow. Thanksgiving is Tuesday. Day after tomorrow. Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
But if his ass ain't said nothing
to you about Thanksgiving yet, because he ain't going to be here. He got to, surely told you, he got to go out of town. He ain't gonna tell his fiance, I ain't coming to. What is you finna do then? How do I tell this man that I'm in love with him and will take every risk he can to getting him to myself? You've already taken the risk. The man told you he was in a relationship and you dated him anyway. You took the risk. You've taken all the risk. Now then you go right here. It's possible to be in love with two people at the same time. So I know he's probably struggling internally with who he should be with. Little girl, the struggle isn't with who she should be with. The struggle is how to tell you he's with her and finna getting married. Remember this. He has not told you this for a reason. Because the only struggle is when and how to tell you this is over. Because I'm finna move this woman in my house. That's the struggle. The struggle ain't with you, little sister. Pack your bags up. He ain't coming over for Thanksgiving. And do not call that woman because you could get shot.
All right.
Those are my closing remarks today. Y'all have a great weekend. Bye.
All right. You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 after the hour, I think Steve had more to add to this Strawberry Letter, right, Steve? We're going to do a little bit more.
Yeah. Let's let this go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you said you had some more to add to the Strawberry Letter subject, will my man choose me for the holidays?
For those of you that don't know, this girl is 30 years old, dating this 44-year-old man. She swept off his feet. He told her on day one, he's in seeing someone in a long-distance relationship, but you dated this man anyway, despite the news. 6 months of dating, did some research, found out the woman has set a wedding date. He proposed to this woman. Now, this girl that wrote the letter hasn't said anything to him about it, but she's torn up. She's scared to start an argument because it'll push him away, and his fiancé will win. So she's kept the news to the same, to kept it all to himself. She's trying to figure out the best way to make this man fall in love with her and leave her. I know the old saying, if he cheats on her, he'll cheat on you. But I believe in love. Now, she's talking about the man take on some amazing trips all across the world. The girl has been to San Diego. And now she thinks she's been all around the world. San Diego is just close to Mexico. You saw the sign saying Tijuana, but you didn't actually go to Tijuana. And you don't want to go there no damn way because it's crazy. Now, anyway, how do I win him over before the fiance orders the wedding invitation? Holidays is coming up. I don't want to spend them with him. So time is of the essence. How do I tell this man I'm in love with him and will take every risk into getting him to myself? Totally possible. Well, now he's probably struggling with who he should be with. Then here was the line the girl said. Maybe if I tell his fiance about our relationship, she'll just break up with him and go away. It may make him mad, but in the end, he will still have me. And I know we can be happy together. Pump your brakes, little girl.
Yes,
you've obviously never gone to a woman to tell her that you are the other woman. They do get mad, and it do mess the dude up with his girl for a while, but they usually recover. Now, he is going to hate you for the rest of your life, and you will have no relationship with him
at all.
None whatsoever. And it is doomed. So long as you know that, good luck. I'm planning on inviting him to Thanksgiving. Don't do that. That man can't come.
Say that again, Steve. Okay.
Don't do that. I'm going to invite him to Thanksgiving.
You're going to be so disappointed. Got a plate
out and
everything.
You're going to have turkey over there by yourself. They're going to have a place sitting with somebody else. Ain't going to be there.
And when is Thanksgiving
up? Where is he at, baby? Huh?
And when is Thanksgiving up?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
day after tomorrow.
No, Thanksgiving the day after tomorrow.
They can have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
He ain't said nothing to you about Thanksgiving.
I like my Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
You could do
Thank
Wednesday,
you.
You can do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.